Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Despite intensifying tensions in the Middle East, a leadership center equips Christians to peace. Then later, Heart for Lebanon shows how relationships are the key to effective ministry. We'll explain what we mean in just a few minutes. But first, senior U.S. and Israeli leaders are meeting in Washington this week to discuss the Gaza crisis. Hamas officials haven't agreed to the temporary ceasefire on which Israel signed off, so the war rages on. The U.S. began humanitarian aid drops this weekend in the latest attempt to alleviate suffering. Fadi Sharaya with the MENA Leadership Center says,
remember that whatever is happening in Gaza is affecting not only the surrounding countries, but also the whole Middle East, Yemen, Dubai, Jordan, Egypt, all over the Arab world, people are feeling it.
Christians aren't immune from the regional tension.
This is also affecting the mental health and the spiritual health of Christian leaders. Christians are anxious in the region because this is not over yet. The whole thing is a mess. So people are anxious, especially in Lebanon, because they're not sure what is next.
Believers can also fall into the trap of polarization and political argument.
In the thick of it, sometimes we forget who we are. Our DNA is we are peacemakers. So we need to be very, very pray for that Christian leaders and the church does not lose focus on the Lord.
MLC courses help Christian leaders keep their eyes on Jesus.
Trauma healing, conflict resolution, how to empower Christian leaders to be peacemakers. Religious freedom courses.
Next, we're taking a closer look at Iraq's push to close all IDP, or internally displaced persons, camps by the end of July. Samuel of Redemptive Story says many people affected by this move would have gone home sooner if they could, but they can't.
The southern part is still unsafe because the PKK is still there and there's fighting that only about 15% of those people have been able to return.
Most IDP camp residents belong to the Yazidi people group.
They're not particularly liked by either side, whether you be Christian or Muslim. They're looked down upon by all the other groups. Historically, they've kind of been reclusive, but ISIS kind of forced them because of the displacement into other spaces.
Restoring the pre-ISIS status quo in Iraq is a top political priority.
A lot of politicians ran on this kind of platform. We want to put everybody back where they belong. We're past what happened in, with ISIS, and our country is stable and secure. They now want to enact that platform, and that's why they're trying to press into Kurdistan to have these IDP camps closed.
Pray that Christian ministries will gain new opportunities to establish gospel work among Yazidi communities, and ask the Holy Spirit to soften hearts on both sides of the ethnic divide. And finally, when you work in ministry long enough, you'll learn that it's not about the big picture mission that you're pursuing. It's about the daily relationships you have with the people you serve and serve alongside in the name of Jesus. Bakir Sarkis with Heart for Lebanon says relationships are the key to their work to make disciples.
When we build relationship, we are building trust with people, and we are winning the hearts of people. We are winning the love of people.
In a nation in economic crisis, Heart for Lebanon goes out on regular home visits among both refugee and Lebanese families with aid and offered friendship.
When we promise them that we have a distribution next month, we will help this family at this date, they find that we are working on time. So we do what we say. People are touched through the method or how we treat them, because they see through our team all respect, love, and care.
Heart for Lebanon works to build up the church through discipleship programs, children's education programs, and much more. Pray for the peace of Lebanon as Israel and Hezbollah exchange fire over the southern border. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is giving away a free copy of the book, The Legacy of William Carey. It's more than the biography of a ministry pioneer. It's a charge to all Christians to respond in kind within our own cultures and to use Carey's example as our model for taking the light of the gospel into every corner of society. Get your copy for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.